At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Hemp Present. I'm Vivian McPeak. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Keith Mundy attended the University of Akron, where he studied education. He served on the Student Senate and was the advertising manager, wire editor, and campus editor of the student newspaper. He later coached basketball, baseball, and softball for over 30 years. Keith is a past Teamsters and Steelworkers Union member who published the Cleveland National Labor Relations Board newsletter for over 12 years. He is currently running for Congress in the Ohio 5th Congressional District, and his campaign has been endorsed by the UAW Cap Council, AFL-CIO, both regionally and at the state level, IBEW, OCSEA, AFS, CME, and the Ohio Democratic Party, and he's here to talk to us about his campaign. Welcome, Keith, to Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio.
Thank you, Vivian, for having me on.
My pleasure. Keith, you're running for office in your state of Ohio. Before we dive into some specific issues, why did you decide to throw your hat in the ring, and why should Ohioans give you their vote?
Well, this time around, you know, I've run before, but Trump's running again. The last time I ran, it was in 16 when Trump won the first time. This time around, it's not about my resume anymore. You know, this is about my obituary. I want my grandchildren, great-grandchildren to know that their grandfather was on the right side of history. My journey to Congress began with a shared vision in 2016. I stood alongside Bernie Sanders, a beacon of progressive change. I was the sole candidate for U.S. Congress who ran for Bernie and played a pivotal role in igniting the grassroots movement that propelled him towards a presidential nomination, which he did not receive. I traveled to numerous cities, rallying support for Bernie and orchestrating and the formation of groups across Ohio. Together, we established 3 storefront offices in as many counties. And when the DNC convention convened in Philadelphia, I proudly stood with the Ohio Bernie delegation. I'm still a Bernie-crat, standing with Bernie Sanders and the movement for the progressive change for the people. My vision for our republic is one where the people always come first. It's about ensuring quality education, upholding women's rights, providing accessible health care, and guaranteeing security for our elderly. These are not just policies, but a testament to our commitment to the people we serve. America First is always about big business, the rich, and the military-industrial complex. I believe in people first.
And as Bernie said, despair is not an option. Keith, one of the issues that Republicans have been magnifying is what they characterize as the border crisis. While there's been a significant reduction in illegal southern border crossings after the Biden administration expanded asylum restrictions, Trump reportedly scuttled a bipartisan bill that handed Republicans most of what they asked for. You have said that we can fix 80% of the border problem by fixing Central America. Can you unpack that for us?
Sure. The U.S. immigration system is inflexible and restrictive. Congress has the opportunity to correct these 2 fundamental flaws that plague the current U.S. system. You know, the system being restrictive, which leads to violations of the law by immigrants who fail to qualify, lengthy wait times for immigrants who do qualify, the lost benefits to Americans who wish to interact with both. The system is too inflexible to adapt to a new economic and social conditions that we have, allowing small and local problems to build into national crises. When I went down to Central America back in 16, I was one of the few people who went down to where the problem really was. The southern border is not Texas. The southern border is the Mexican southern border. And when you take a look at countries like Honduras, where, you know, the government is repressive to the people, and, you know, they make them like plantation workers. That goes back hundreds of years, over 100 years, for when we treated these people like the banana republics we turned them into. These people are leaving Central America both because of climate change and because of government restrictions and the fact that they, you know, are not treated fairly. They're treated as slaves. And of course, if you couldn't support your family, you can't feed your family, you can't give your family the medicine that they need to keep them alive, you're going to want to go someplace where you can get that for your family. 80% of the border problem right now are people coming from Central America. So what we need to do is fix Central America. How we're going to do this, I'm not sure. And of course, it's going to take money. But it's something we have to look at. I mean, everybody wants to build a wall. Well, you can go across a wall, under a wall. You can take a plane in. You know, you don't, that's not going to fix the problem.
And of course, America helped to destabilize, you know, South American countries with things like the School of Americas and sabotaging democratically elected leaders and all kinds of stuff. And we're kind of paying that price now.
Well, we still have military bases down there. As a matter of fact, one of them is secret, supposedly, you know, but if you know, like when I was down there, I had Catholic priests with me. You know, I used to work for Catholic Charities here in Cleveland. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where if you have somebody there that actually sees the day to day, they're going to be able to take you to where the problems really are. And that's the people. The people are, you know, and this is happening around the world. This isn't just in Central America. Right. Everybody wants to come here because we think that we're going, everybody thinks that you're going to have a better life here. And there's a really good chance that's true. But wouldn't it be great if we were able to fix things elsewhere so people could stay where they were born, where they live, where they grow up? Could we could make Central America a great place. We really could. And in some countries it already is.
You mentioned climate change. Trump today said he would revoke the temporary protective status for the Haitian immigrant workers in Springfield, Ohio. But that's not all he's recently said, disturbing things. He also recently called climate change a giant hoax. And in the past, he tweeted, the concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive. As you pointed out recently, climate change costs the world $16 million per hour. By 2050, the damage is estimated to be between $1.7 trillion and $3.1 trillion annually. Yet it's not receiving the focus it demands in the media or in the current presidential campaigns. What are your thoughts on climate change?
Well, right there, you know, climate change will cause mass immigration and economic disruptions. This is why so many people are leaving Central America. What will happen when millions of homes are lost? We just saw this week, you know, in North Carolina. People move. Food and water become scarce. And that's happening right now in this country. The whole economic sector fails. You know, we really have a problem then. The effects of the climate crisis are happening right now, from natural disasters to supply chain shortages. Right here in Ohio, we've had 47 tornadoes in Ohio this year. We had two in our neighborhood. We never have tornadoes.
Wow.
The biggest challenge will be learning to live in a new climate. Is that that's where there's going to be so much uncertainty.
And we still have time. We can't stop it yet. That's too late for that. We screwed around too long, but we could reduce and mitigate some of the effects, but we're not even dealing with it.
No, we're not. And you take a look at, you know, just take a look at Houston. You know, they're underwater a lot. New Orleans, you know, when they had the hurricane years ago, I said they should, you know, and I wasn't saying it in jest. They should have moved New Orleans 20 miles north on the Mississippi. You know, we take a look at what's happening. Florida, one third of Florida here in the next 25 years will probably be underwater. I've been in Brooklyn, New York when it's flooded. You know, when Red Hook was just totally flooded. Now they've built walls, but I don't think they're big enough. And you saw what happened in Manhattan, you know, with a hurricane. I mean, every subway was just full of water. I mean, this is the new reality. This is what we're going to have to live with. How do we make it work for all the people all the time? That's right. The question I have. I don't know how we're going to do that, honestly. But we do have to start now. We have to start making the fix. And if it means moving people to different parts of the country in mass, well, everybody goes, it costs too much. To do that, it costs too much. Well, what happens if we do nothing? What are the costs then?
Right. Well, you know, Trump wants to give us a raw deal, and what we need is to fully implement the Green New Deal. We got to go to a break, and so don't go anywhere and come right back with Keith Mundy.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
What do you know? We're back. Keith, one of the driving issues in this current election that is being talked about is a woman's right to choose being sacrificed by the loss of Roe versus Wade protections. What are your thoughts on women's rights?
Well, I voted yes on issue one and helped distribute over 400 yard signs. I will always defend the rights of women, period. But here's the problem. You know, Trump said, hey, hand it back to the states. The states will take care of it. Well, here in Ohio, we voted 57% to make sure that women have their rights. And now what are they saying? Well, all of a sudden now they're going to make it a national issue if they get if Trump gets elected. Everything that we have done so far to get make sure that women have their rights here in Ohio could be undone overnight. Okay, we can't allow this to happen. That's one of the other reasons why we can't. We have to make sure that Trump doesn't get elected.
Right.
I've also said one other thing. I'm going to say it on the show, and people might not like it, but I just don't think men should be allowed to vote on women's issues that are about their health, their body. Kind of heavy duty there, I know.
I would like leave that up to women and their physicians. But exactly. I want to move along quickly. This is show is called Hemp Present, and Ohio recently implemented recreational cannabis sales. As of the end of last month, sales of recreational cannabis exceeded 87 million of the more than 2 billion in total product sales, including medical cannabis. Yet tens of thousands of Americans are still languishing in jails and prisons, many of them themselves serving time for selling recreational cannabis. Does that make sense to you? And what would you change about national cannabis policy if you could?
Well, you're right about that. 32,000 Americans are incarcerated right now for marijuana offenses. The cannabis industry needs to step up, like you, Viv, with your show. You're a major voice. I'm a voice also, but not like you. What we need to do is make sure these people get out of prison, but we need a national policy on hemp and cannabis. It's that important. You know, we have to make it so that when you travel from one state to the other state, you're not stuck going to jail because of the fact you had a joint in your pocket. You know, there's another thing too. In our Ohio prisons right now, we have almost 65,000 people there on drug-related charges and offenses. I have a plan, the Portugal plan. We've talked about it before, you and I. And what we need to do is maybe implement that. Now, I'm not going to go into that right now. That would be a whole other show. But what would happen there is that we would take the money out of drugs. The cartels would have to disappear, especially if the government was giving a fix to those people who are addicted to drugs every day and also getting them psychological treatment. That would also mean the expansion of our healthcare system. And that's why I'm Medicare for All.
Kind of along that line, the Republicans are pressing Johnson, the Speaker of the House, to call a vote on the farm bill. What's going on with that? What do you think they're up to?
Well, I know exactly what they're up to. They want to get rid of SNAP. You know, starting in 2027, the proposed limitations would cut SNAP benefits to 40 million people, including 17 million children, 6 million elderly adults, and 4 million people with disabilities. We can't allow this to happen. SNAP is that important to...
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
As a safety net in this country for the people.
And by SNAP, you're talking about the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which is food stamps.
Yes, we don't call it food stamps anymore. Yes,
no,
and that's all.
EBT.
That's always been a part of the Farm Bill. Always, it's since FDR, and we need to make sure that it stays with the Farm Bill. Why they want to eliminate it, they think that they're saving money, but I think they're just hurting people. The Republican Party seems to like to hurt people. And taking benefits away from 40 million people that would starve in our own country is just unthinkable. It's just, it's unacceptable.
Well, obviously, they don't see people that are on food assistance as a giant, powerful voting block, I guess. Seems like that would be very unpopular, but...
You would think, yeah. But 40 million votes and probably half of those people don't even have a way to get to the voting booth. You know, that's the other problem we have, right now. And that's something we're talking about right now here in our area, making sure that everybody gets a chance to vote. Whether it be by mail or in person.
Yep. And of course, not to beat a dead horse here, but the Republicans are waging voter suppression and intimidation in red states aggressively, purging hundreds of thousands of voters off the polls, mostly in Black and Hispanic areas. But I want to move along because
Well, I want to say one more thing about the cannabis. Yeah. We do need to reschedule it. I mean, we need to do, Joe Biden requested a shift in 2022 to make it so that it wasn't a Schedule I narcotic. This is something that I, as a congressperson, if I get elected, I'm going to push for heavily. Cannabis, my gosh, I think it should be at the level of coffee. There are so many other things that are more addicting out there, like sports gambling, as a matter of fact, which has become just outrageously, it's just hurting people. It's putting them in bankruptcy, believe it or not, which is nobody's talking about that either.
Yeah, I actually have a big article coming out in the next Skunk Magazine about the Schedule 3 thing, which, of course, they're fighting that, too. But instead of Schedule 1, it should be Schedule none. But I think that we both agree on
there.
That.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be public hearings. The DEA is scheduling public hearings on December 2nd so that people are allowed to speak about the proposed change. So that's going to be in Washington, D.C.
Yep. Keith, since Reagan, the Reagan administration, union membership has been severely downsized in America. However, labor's bargaining power has recently grown and unions appear to be returning while the largest American union, the Teamsters, has declined to endorse either Trump or Harris. Local Teamsters have quickly stepped in to endorse Harris in Ohio. The Butch Lewis Act, which was included in Biden's American Rescue Plan, a feature of his plan, has saved pensions of more than 100,000 Ohioans. How important do you think it is for Americans to support our unions and for unions to, gain their strength again?
Well, unions are not only good for workers, they're good for communities and for democracy. High unionization levels are associated with positive outcomes across multiple indicators of economic, personal, and democratic well-being. I mean, it's so important. I've been a union member off and on most of my life. My wife was a union member until she retired. We know that unions promote economic equality and build worker power. Helping workers to win increases in pay, better benefits, and safer work conditions, that's what's really important. Because you see, even those people that are not in unions, this trickles down to them. What happened with the UAW, with that new contract that they got, it made everybody in the city have to raise their prices. All of a sudden, $15 was the norm. And I remember in 16 when Bernie, myself, and a lot of other people were saying that we needed to raise the minimum to $15. We had $15 an hour. But that's not all unions do. Unions have a powerful effect on workers' lives outside of work. You know, it's so important to know that when you go into work, that you're not going to lose your job just because some guy that owns the company just all of a sudden doesn't like the way you look anymore. You know, one of the, and I was on the picket line an awful lot with the UAW over the last few years. And one of the things I talked about with the UAW members was Medicare for All. And you know, right now, you know, when they go into contract negotiations, they're fighting for money, they're fighting for their medical benefits. And I told them all that, listen, Medicare for All allows you to always have that healthcare that you need. If you decide to get up and move away from this job, you don't lose your benefits. And it's something that, you know, so many, well, I'll say it the way it is. So many union members are Republicans now. They're going to vote for Trump. But at the same time, they're going to want to continue to have all the benefits that the union give them. And I don't think they realize that in 2025, document that they have, 2025, is going to, it wants to eliminate unions. So we need to make sure that unions continue to win for all people, because that's what they do. They win for all people, not just their union. It always benefits everybody in the community.
And for us to continue, we've got to go to another break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back for our final segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
It's the final segment with Keith Mundy, candidate for Congress in Ohio. Keith, today under Biden, inflation's at 2.5%. Reagan never got it under 4% in 8 years. Wage growth's outpacing inflation, which is still going down. GDP's high. If job creation continues on its current trajectory through January, Biden will be the first president under whom the economy added jobs every month he was in office. We have 50-year record unemployment. The economy added 14 million jobs. That number is now 4.9 million higher than before the pandemic. Domestic crude oil production's up 12.7%. Imports are up 8.7%. Number of people without health care insurance has gone down. Enrollment in the Affordable Care Act marketplace plans is at its highest point yet. The number of people receiving federal food assistance has declined by more than 700,000. Biden's had the greatest post-pandemic recovery from inflation compared to any other nation, yet Trump still polls better on the economy than Biden and Harris. What the hell do you think's going on?
Well, you know, this $28,000 increase that Trump cites all the time, it doesn't tell you the whole picture. You know, we've had large wage gains that have evened out much of this $24,000, $28,000 increase that Trump cites all the time. And that figure is largely correct. Citing the figure on its own, however, ignores the crucial context that inflation led to income growth, not just price hikes. You know, it's like, I don't care what party it is, whether it be Republican or Democrat, we're always going to look at the other person and say what they did wrong. I think that this Biden-Harris team has done an excellent job in, even though we do have some inflation still that we're dealing with, I think compared to other countries, if you read magazines and you read other papers from around the world, we're doing pretty well. There's a long list of reasons for high inflation. At the top of that list is the pandemic, of course. That could, you know, we gave out a ton of cash during that time, which we needed to do. And of course, the Russian war, you know, that's happening in oh my gosh, I've lost my place here.
Ukraine.
Excuse me?
Ukraine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're going to have to cut this one out. Yeah, pandemic and the Russian war with Ukraine. That's really one of
and of course we have greedflation or gougeflation because there's monopolies, right? When you have four major companies owning most of the food distribution networks, right? And no antitrust laws. But I want to move on because we only have like 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
You have said that in this election, voters have a choice between freedom or fascism. What did you mean by that?
What I mean is, I don't trust. We just saw what Trump did in 2021 when he tried to overthrow an election through the insurrection. We know that he is that kind of a guy, you know, that wants power. He'll take it, you know, he's lied. We're up to 40,000 lies with this guy. He still tells people that he won the election in 2020. You can't allow people like that. Plus, what we're watching is the both through our educational system and with TV, you know, with these off-brand news stations, the dumbing down of America. And people are getting sucked into this guy that wants to be a dictator. I mean, it's that simple. We really have to make sure that we don't allow fascism in the White House. Once it gets into the White House, there'll be no more elections. And Trump has already said this in some of his campaign speeches. Elect me and you'll never have to vote again was one of his lines.
And he wants to be a dictator on day one.
Exactly. And the other one was, I'll be dictator on day one. We really have a problem here. There's only one choice as far as I'm concerned. And that's Harris. And we need to make sure that she gets elected. We need to make sure that people like me get elected so that I can protect us in the Congress, because Congress right now is a do-nothing Congress. Look what they did last year, 27 bills. Four of those were just to raise the debt ceiling. I mean, it's a know-nothing Congress. We're not moving forward right now at all with Republicans. Yeah. And we can't allow Trump to be elected because it'll become a dictatorship. And when you see what Vance does from here from Ohio,
right,
this guy is more dangerous, I think, than Trump.
Yeah. And you know, this show is called Hemp Present. I've done over 350 interviews about cannabis and industrial hemp. But sometimes, you know, you gotta start talking about the situation here, which is the same, which is because I agree with you. Democracy is on the ballot. And if anybody thinks that Republicans are not going to stand in the way of cannabis being federally legalized, then they're not reading the tea leaves, pun intended. Real quickly, while we still have about a minute and a half, how can people donate to and follow your campaign? And what final thoughts would you like to leave us with quickly?
Well, it's really easy. You can go to Mundy4.us. That goes right to Act Blue. You can Google me, Keith Mundy for Congress. I'm all over the place. We have Facebook. We got everything. It's important right now. The money is scarce. Most of the money has been going to the presidential election. We've seen a ton of cash going to Harris, which I believe has to go there. But so many people out there, your local Congress people who are running, say, for the first time, they need your help. They need to make sure that you're there with them. And the money is the way you show them, unfortunately. We're raising money right now so we can do text blasts and so that we can do robocalls. We did a robocall jingle back in 2016. The robocall jingle was the first robocall jingle in the history of American politics. And the neat thing about it is everybody wanted to hear it again. We're in this to win this because we have to. We have no other choice here. We have to win. We can't allow fascism to define who we are as a nation.
Keith, I think that's a great place to leave it. Thank you so much, man, and good luck on your campaign.
Thank you very much, Vivian.
The Hemp Present intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand, and the outro music is Take Back the Plant by Stickerbush. See you next time.
Marijuana!
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.